800-516-2245, www.voiceamanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah
Heart Technology, it's natural.
Experience a messianic roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Here at our computing network, our guest this morning is Mr. Steve Lenman, and we're going to be talking about the vaccination for the deadly H1N1 influenza. Well, it's really not very deadly. In fact, it's really far less deadly than the current influenza. We've been told for many years that, and I don't believe it's true, but we've been told for many years that 36,000 Americans die every single year because of the regular influenza. Well, in this pandemic we've had with H1N1, as of the 6th of July of this year, only worldwide about 421 people throughout the whole world, not just in America where we lose 36,000 every year, but throughout the whole world, this terrible epidemic that we're coming up with this new vaccine for has only killed a little over 400 people now. How could that possibly be a deadly epidemic? Well, you rest assured that it's so deadly, the World Health Organization has said it's going to stop monitoring the spread of the epidemic because it knows that it's all throughout the world. And since it's all throughout the world, why should we monitor this deadly epidemic now? And we've got to create this vaccine because the virus might mutate. It's really a very mild virus, as far as I can tell. But they tell us it might mutate, so we've already created a vaccine for a virus that might mutate, but if it mutates, how do we know the vaccine's going to work? Well, Mr. Stephen Lenderman's been writing about the vaccination. Let's get his views on the fact that we've already put out $1 billion to develop the vaccine. Another $7 to $8 billion has been set aside to make sure the American people get their vaccination. Mr. Lenderman, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, Stan, I'm delighted to be on a very important topic. People need to know about this.
Well, I've please tell us your views on this.
Well, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but I did learn how to read, and I did some research, a good bit of research. I wrote three articles. I also put together a PSA, a public service announcement. Later on, I could read it to you. It's a one-minute PSA. It will go out over my program, which comes on at as soon as this hour is over, the Global Research News Hour, and I'll do the PSA live occasionally on my program, because very definitely the swine flu, the media will start hyping the fear about this so-called pandemic. First off, Stan, this whole business is a scam. Forensic evidence does not link a single death anywhere in the world to swine flu. So for the WHO, the last I heard, they claimed there were a million cases around the world, a few hundred deaths. If we go back a few years to the so-called avian flu scare, the fear-mongering was a lot less then, but I certainly remember it, and I think your listeners remember it. That was a scam, too. At most, a few hundred people globally died from what could be called the avian flu. But people were scared to death that this stuff might become an epidemic or whatever. It never did, and there was never a threat that it would. Well, swine flu, as you say, even if somebody catches something that is so-called swine flu. In most cases, it's very mild. And as you also said, over 30,000 people in the U.S. alone die from, I guess, what's called seasonal flu or seasonal influenza. These could be people with weak immune systems, maybe the very elderly. You never hear a word about this on the media because people are dying all the time from various illnesses and diseases. This is a scheme, I think, for two purposes: to enrich the drug companies with extremely dangerous drugs. These vaccines are extremely dangerous. They are being rushed into development, into production. There will be many hundreds of millions of doses produced, basically untested, experimental, toxic, extremely dangerous, and I would say point blank, nobody who values their health should go anywhere near these vaccines, even if they're mandated, and I think there's a real possibility they will be. It is
now,
very scary stuff. They will...
What toxic substances are they putting in these vaccines that are so dangerous to the public?
All vaccines, and again, I speak as a non-expert, but I read some of the research done on this. Every single vaccine, not just H1N1, has something called squalene adjuvants with a V, adjuvants. These substances harm the human immune system. They weaken it or could destroy it. So in other words, instead of helping the immune system, these substances weaken it. And I had a doctor in my program who's done a lot of work on this, and she explained that all vaccines, not just this one, sometimes not only don't protect often against the illness or disease they're designed for, but all too often they cause the illness or disease. And I know someone, I have a friend, whose father was a doctor, not certain if he's still alive, he's an adult now, but when he was a child, his father gave him polio vaccine. A doctor, he knew what he was doing, at least he thought he did. Well, this fellow contracted polio, and he's been in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. I don't know when he got it. I took a polio vaccine back in the 1960s. Thankfully, no harmful effects, at least so far. But this stuff is dangerous. I just strongly recommend everybody stay away from all vaccines. They scare me. And when our own government stand will not protect us, and when they lie to us, and when the so-called World Health Organization is infested with and controlled by big drug companies and other corporate health interests that stand to profit by these appalling alerts that the WHO puts out. This is really something people need to be alerted about.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And I think that, first of all, our listeners have to understand that squalene is an oily substance that was developed theoretically to make vaccines more efficient, but it's not approved in the United States. It is that every time it's been used, or variants of it have been used, why, there are all sorts of complications. And what it does, it primes the immune system, makes it work, but it makes it work abnormally. And you have to understand that what these vaccines do is they prime the one part of the immune system, but not the good part of it. Yes, they work, but also they can turn on the autoimmune process, and this is why so many people, and we'll be right back.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning Steve Littman were talking about the H1N1 vaccine. You have to understand that there are two parts of the immune response. One is the active immune response that stimulates the T cells. The other is the humoral response, which stimulates the B cells, which produce the antibodies. That's the healthy type you ordinarily get. The vaccines give you the active part that stimulate the T cells, turn them on. But those T cells sometimes can't differentiate between a foreign bacteria and your own tissues. And that's when you begin to get the autoimmune response. They used it experimentally in the Gulf War vaccines given back in 1991. And of those 690,000 people who went, over 80,000 are no longer living. If you doubt that, we have the Veterans Administration report dated a year ago last January that went into that. They're afraid to put out another report, I fear, because so many have died from it. And they want to give this to the entire population. And, you know, this is the thing that's rather frightening, Stephen, is that this is an experimental adjuvant that you might give it, you know, and nothing would happen for a couple of months. That's what they're going to use this experimentally. But why do they want to rush this vaccine for the entire population? Why do they try to rush this through so rapidly? They're talking about starting experimenting on this in August and then start administering to the entire population of our country and of England and heaven only knows elsewhere else, you know, by October of this year. What's the terrible rush?
Oh, that's a good question. I have a few answers, and, you know, neither you or I are insiders, so we don't know what these guys discuss in their smoke-filled rooms, but I suspect it's very nefarious stuff. Number one, the obvious thing is the enrichment of the drug companies. Congress appropriated sub rosa, Stan, in the latest defense appropriation bill. I think the number was $7.65 billion. To go to the drug companies, and they agreed to another billion. Well, you know, if there could be another $5 billion on top of that. In other words, they want to enrich the drug companies. I think another big factor is the state of the economy, which is I know you focus on it, and I focus on it on my program all the time, and I truly believe that whatever quiet time we may be going through now, I think we have another raging storm coming up, so call it the eye of the hurricane, and I suspect that what's coming up economically, financially, but the majority of people in the country and globally may end up being a lot worse than what we've seen so far. So I see this scare as distraction. They want people focused on their health and worried about staying well and staying alive, instead of worrying about the job or home they lost or savings that are disappearing. In other words, quiet down the population, get them worried about something else. And there's something else very sinister, too, that's very scary. Whether they would do this in this country or not, I have no idea. But I don't put anything past them. This goes back many decades to the Rockefeller Foundation, to Henry Kissinger. And Henry Kissinger wrote a very hideous memo in the early 1970s, and I think the number was, it was secret for a long time, then it was discovered, came out, and I wrote a little bit about it. I think it was called NSM 200. And basically what the memo involved was culling the world population, reducing the numbers, getting rid of useless eaters, the poor, the people we don't need. The world population is too large, and we need to reduce it, not by thousands or millions, by billions. But think of an insidious way of doing it. Give them this vaccine or something else, and maybe a year later they get sick. And nobody can trace it back to this vaccine. And, of course, in developing countries, in Africa, Asia, wherever, this stuff happens and people don't even know about it. In this country, people get sick all the time. The healthcare industry needs sick people. That's good. Sick people are very good for business. Healthy people are very bad for business. So there may be a lot of sick people because of this, and maybe those least able to cope may end up expiring. So it could be they want to cull the U.S. population as well. I see these hideous things because I don't put anything past these people. I absolutely believe the current economic / financial crisis we're going through was not happenstance. I think this was manufactured willfully. That's another topic, but we discuss it on my program. You probably do on yours as well.
What's to stop them from killing people? Now, what is your network? What network is your radio program on?
It's on republicbroadcasting.org.
Sure.
And my program is called the Global Research News Hour, affiliated with globalresearch.ca.
Good. Well, they do excellent.
They really do. Michelle Chosudowski is the editor. He's my co-host. He's so involved in so much, he really has a chance to host. So I generally take on most of it, and we go on daily, not 5 hours a day like you do. 1 hour a day is plenty.
Well, at least you're getting the information out, and this is so vitally important. And I think that the point is, yes, part of this is definitely to enrich the drug companies. But a part of it is also to do immeasurable harm. It could take 6 months, a year, 2 years, before this artificially turning on of the T-cell component of the so-called active immune response could begin to precipitate this autoimmune disease. But this is what lupus is. This is what rheumatoid arthritis is. This is what scleroderma is. This is what Hashimoto's thyroiditis is, and so many of the other myriad of autoimmune diseases that simply destroy the body, the intestine, the neurological system, and certainly this is at least in part what Lou Gehrig's and multiple sclerosis are, and so many of the degenerative neurological diseases. Why would you want to turn on this artificial part of the immune system or artificially turn on this immune system that you can't turn off? And that's what squalene does. And I agree with Stephen. I have heard just yesterday from one of my major sources of information, they've already announced there's going to be squalene in this. This is never been approved for utilization in the United States. So why are they going to give it to millions of people? They're talking about initially making 100 million doses with the idea that soon we're going to have 600 million doses. So you can get a couple of shots of this. Doesn't that make you feel good? The government's there to help, or are they there to do harm? Incidentally, anybody in the listening audience who would like to read National Security Study Memorandum 200, NSSM 200, came out in 1974 over the signature of Henry Kissinger. We offer that to Radio Liberty. It's about 240 pages, so you're going to have to pay for it. It was top secret document. They didn't want anybody to read this. Why? Because it talks about eliminating the population of the rest of the world. And not because of any idealism, wanting to help mothers or poverty. No, it was because they would become effective competitors with the United States. And with large populations, they could industrialize their society. Or they'd even use their own natural resources so we couldn't use them, so we had to decrease their populations and impoverish the people. So so we could continue to exploit them. Henry Kissinger says it. This is his explanation of what it's about. Well, we can't let you common people understand. The elite are so much smarter. They understand what's good for them and their control of the world. And they're going to reduce the population of the rest of the world, and they're already in the process of doing it. Well, Stephen, how are we going to get the American people to recognize the danger that they are being scammed of? I mean, this H1N1, the so-called swine flu, which is obviously, you know, it's a combination of swine and avian and human. Everything makes it look like it came out of a laboratory someplace. It's a very mild form of influenza. Why do they want to immunize everybody against it? Doesn't make any sense. It is not a major problem, at least not until they give the vaccine.
Well, you know, this is unique, Stan. This has never been attempted before. People get vaccinated all the time for various things, but there never has been a global campaign to vaccinate. My goodness, I can't even conceive of this, to vaccinate everybody on the planet, or at least as many of them as they can. I know for a fact that the government of France, the Sarkozy government, has ordered 90 million doses of swine flu vaccine. I suspect other countries are doing the same. And the only reason they can't jab everybody at the same time is the drug companies are going full bore, I think, round the clock producing this stuff. But it takes time. So maybe when the fall flu season arrives, they'll have 100 million doses or so available for the U.S., not 300 million. And the plan is get the kids first. My God, they literally want to ruin the lives of a lot of kids by giving them this poison. And they'll scare the parents. And I can hear the line right now. Your kids are going to be together in school with a lot of other kids. And if one of them gets swine flu, it can spread like wildfire through the whole school. So
and
you have to protect
cough.
Your kids.
Most of them have a little cough. That'd be about it.
I had a young child, I would absolutely keep my child home before I would ever let him or her go to school and get this poison injected into their veins. No way. Absolutely not. But parents will be scared. I expect the scare machine to get into high gear. I've heard a couple of reports already. We had it before, then it quieted down. It absolutely is. They will go crazy in the corporate media, hyping fear. I absolutely guarantee it. I guarantee it. Fall flu season, when September or so, kids back in school. They want to prepare parents. So I suspect July is getting near the end. I suspect sometime in August we're going to see that fear machine get into high gear. I'm on a personal campaign stand on my own program, in my own writing. I've done 3 articles. I may do more. I don't reach millions, unfortunately. You don't either. We reach what we can. We do what we can. We just need to alert as many people as possible and urge them to alert others. And enough of us find out about this and resist. They don't have enough Marines to come by and lock us all up, but there's the threat of quarantining people who resist or even putting them in jail.
Well, I think that if there were even a million Americans who say, we're not going to take this because it's got squalene in it, and you know the dangers of that as well as we do, and we know what you've done to our Gulf War veterans, we're not going to do it. If enough Americans would just stand up, even a million of them, you know, less than a third of a percent of the entire population would say, we're not going to do it, they'd back down. Because the one thing they fear is the American people won't go along with their genocidal programs. And ladies and gentlemen, there really are people in our government that have a genocidal program. They have destroyed the lives of millions of our children with vaccines. The Amish children don't get autism and asthma. Our children generally do, and of course they tell you that 1 in 166 children has autism, and that is a lie. The figure is 166 children per 10,000. That's 1.6%, and that's not 1 in 166. That's 1.6% of our children. You're talking about 60 or 80 children has autism. Lives are totally destroyed. And Amish children don't get it. I wonder why. Well, Stephen, you know, Sydney, I know you're reaching all the people that you can. But I think there are a lot of people out there who hopefully will have the courage to say, we're not going to take it, just like the first responders did when they tried to give everybody the smallpox vaccine, you know, half a dozen years ago.
Well, this is what we have to do. I mean, it's so simple, elementary, Stan. Anybody who values his or her life absolutely must not take this vaccine. If you don't care, if you don't believe this, you and I have no reason to lie to anybody. We don't make a nickel out of either getting people to take or not take a vaccine. Everything I do in my retirement is voluntary. Nobody pays me 10 cents. Nobody tells me what to say, what to write about, what to discuss in my program. I go where I want to go, and I go where I think it's important to go.
Hang on. When we get back, give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-2524.
This is George Floyd. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
You've heard of it. The hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of hair of the dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order hair of the dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4600. 6-3.
Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Network, our guest Stephen Lenman. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, Stephen, I'd like you to get your web page out. People would know how to get in touch with you and your effort to awaken the American people.
Oh, it's very simple. I have a blog, which is sjlendman.blogspot.com, and I'm affiliated with globalresearch.ca. And my email address is on the bottom of every article I write, so if anybody spots any one of my articles, just go down the bottom, you'll see my email address, and I answer everybody. Thankfully, I'm not drowning in emails, but I can handle the volume I get, and if anybody takes the trouble to email me, I think they deserve an answer, so I try to give it to them.
Good for you. Well, I think Global Research is doing excellent work. It's one of the best magazines we have. And again, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And we're basically talking about this effort to panic people into frighten people, scare people, coerce people, force people into taking this dangerous H1N1 virus vaccine, which will not be adequately tested. And all the indications are is it's going to contain squalene, which has had disastrous consequences whenever it has been used. Well, have you seen this this actually 60-minute segment from 1979 about how they sold the American people on the initial swine flu vaccination back in 1976?
No, I have not.
It is really, it's up on the Internet. You can get that at the Vaccine Information Center website, the National Vaccine Information Center website, and they have it posted there on the lead page. Somebody said it to me the other day, said it only take 20 minutes to watch, and I said, I don't have 20 minutes to watch anything. I'll watch the opening and see how it starts out, but I'm not going to watch this. And 20 minutes later, I was enthralled with it. I mean, it is the most vivid presentation of how they lied to the American people, how they used television, how they, you know, they would show some young, healthy person playing basketball saying, I'm healthy, I don't have to take the vaccine. And then the next picture, they were in a hospital bed on the verge of death. Oh, you got to, and the message was, you got to take this vaccine. And the elderly person who's dying because they didn't get the vaccine, they were so spurky before they got the disease, and they didn't take the vaccine. And because they didn't take the vaccine, now they were, you know, going to die. And it was all propaganda. Only one person died of the swine flu in 1976. Four people got ill. They vaccinated 44 million people. And, officially they tell us 25 died. Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes said 300 people died. I wouldn't be surprised because they lie. But at least 500 people got Guillain-Barré disease. And many of them were permanently incapacitated. And they couldn't sue anybody. In fact, the vaccine companies have so much confidence in their product, they have lobbied, and Congress certainly has passed legislation that you can't sue a vaccine company no matter what they do. You can't sue the manufacturer, but you can sue the government, and lots of luck, Charlie, lots of luck trying to sue the government in their court with their judges, with their evidence. Very, very few people get anything out of the vaccine court, the federal government vaccine court, because they'll spend the entire resources of the American government to break you, so you'll never get a cent out for the damage done by the vaccine companies. Have you run into that part of it, Stephen?
Oh, absolutely. There are other laws that have already been passed that immunize the drug companies from lawsuits, with one exception, which is impossible to prove. If someone can prove that they gave someone a toxic vaccine willfully, they knew it was toxic, and they gave it anyway, then you have a case. But, of course, that's impossible to prove because they'll say we did this, that, or the other thing, and to the best of our knowledge and intent, we thought it was safe. So you can't prove that they willfully sold poison to the public. But Obama's new health care bill, it is really a piece of rubbish. It takes a bad system, and it makes it worse. And there's also a provision in the Senate bill. This is a work in progress, so who knows what's going to come out. But in the Senate bill, S-1099, it has a provision that relates to interventions in private homes. Doesn't say anything about mandatory vaccinations, but the implication is that for health emergency reasons, interventions could be made in private homes to do what the government feels is necessary to protect the population overall from whatever this supposed health threat may be. This is very scary stuff. So get ready. But there are already laws on the books passed not too long ago. I wrote about them in my first article. Well, the names of them really don't matter. There were several that basically give the government, give either the Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, or the Defense Secretary to declare a national emergency and then mandate what the government wants done, including mandatory vaccinations against something they call a potential epidemic, even if it's a lie, which so far as evidence shows is a complete lie.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that the American people understand this vaccine will not be thoroughly tested, and for that reason alone, of course, it should be rejected. But even more than that, the realization there really are wicked and evil people out there who want to destroy this nation. I mean, and what better way, what better place to work if you want to do the maximum amount of harm than in the Centers for Disease Control, of the Federal Drug Administration, the National Institute of Health, where you can destroy the health of the American people. And we know in the past that they've lied to us about the vaccines. We know in the past they put dangerous things into the vaccines. In fact, certainly within the last 3 months, Baxter Company was released millions of doses of flu vaccine that contained a live avian influenza virus, a live influenza avian virus. And this is what has killed millions and millions of birds. So far, it's only killed 176 people, or maybe 180 people, throughout the world over a period of number of years. But what would how could they possibly have gotten a live avian flu? And this wasn't even for avian flu. That wasn't what the vaccine was for. But this was the live avian flu virus was in the vaccine. And fortunately, the people over in Czechoslovakia injected it into ferrets, and the ferrets all died. I wonder what it would have done to the human beings. Fortunately, they had to pull it off. And Baxter's excuse was, oh, it was just a simple mistake. They had no idea how it happened. If I'd been in charge, I would have closed down Baxter and never allowed them to produce another product. We'll be back in just a moment. Our number 877-254-7524. Here.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin. vice president for the Patriot Trading Group. And as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Standback, do we have a caller? Is somebody calling in? I thought I heard the beep. Yes, there we are. Okay, who's calling? Who's calling? Well, I guess nobody's calling. If you're calling, why, you're going to have to, the producer's going to have to let us know. Our guest is Steve Lindman this morning, and we're talking about, of course, this vaccine. They're preparing 600 million doses just for here in the United States, so that everyone will be able to get two shots of this untried experimental vaccine, and they're going to use the American population for an experiment. There is no excuse for releasing any product that's been tried for a month or two, and yet they're telling us we have to do this because this virus might mutate and become more pathological, and if it did mutate and become more pathological, why, lots of people could die. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if the virus mutates, then the new vaccine that they're producing isn't going to work because it was made for a virus that hadn't mutated. Who's calling in?
Carl?
Yes, speak right up, Carl. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Could you repeat that web address with your guest today? It's very lengthy, and I found it hard to copy down. I'm sorry to have to ask for a repeat on that, but
that's perfectly all right. What's the web address again, Stephen?
Oh, well, two of them. My main website is globalresearch.ca for Canada, based up in Montreal. And I have a blog.
Globalresearch.com or .org,
no,
or what?
.ca. .ca.
Oh, globalresearch.ca, okay.
And my blog site, the easiest way to find my blog site is just Google my name, which is Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Lindman, L-E-N-D-M-A-N, and you'll come right to my blog site on the top of the Google page. And I use it not to be a blogger, but to store all my articles in chronological order, and a little information about me, a short bio, and information briefly about the Global Research News Hour. And, well, this is the kind of program, your program, Stan, mine, there are others that put out vital information that you can't get when you turn your TV set on.
Amen to that. Okay, fine. Is there anything else you want to know, Carl?
Yes, my wife is a microbiologist. She's very much in wanting, you know, she thinks vaccinations are really a good thing, and I'm wanting some way to overcome her skepticism about this, talk to her about these things. I've mentioned it, you know, in the past before.
Can I recommend a must-read article for her?
Okay.
I wrote an article. I called it, let me give you the exact title. I wrote three of them, but this was the first one.
Okay.
It's called Readying Americans for Dangerous Mandatory Vaccinations. And I cover legislation that authorizes the government to declare a national emergency. Most important, I cover the research done by scientists. I quote them. I quote Gary Matsumoto's book, Vaccine A. So this is the data, the research that they put out. I quoted it. And if your wife reads that, I think she'll come to the same conclusion that I did. This stuff is really, really dangerous.
Okay. What was the name of the article again?
Well, Mandatory Vaccinations.
Okay.
Again, readying Americans for Dangerous Mandatory Vaccinations. And if you Google that and my name, you'll find it all over the Internet.
Okay.
All right, and if I could just put a plug in, if you go to RadioLiberty.com and I go to newsletters and go down there, I've written two newsletters on vaccines. The one thing we have to acknowledge is that vaccines are effective. The problem is, are they safe? And I would simply ask your wife the simple question, why is it that we have an autism epidemic? And it really began about 1980, when they massively increased the number of vaccines and brought in MMR. Why did the incidence of autism take off at that time? Why are they lying about the incidence of autism? Because the incidence of autism is 166 children per 10,000. But that is not 1 in 166 children. That's about 1 in 80 children. So they're basically lying about the incidence of this disease. But you do not see it in unvaccinated children. You do not see it in the Amish. They do not get the asthma. They do not get the autoimmune disease, which is what autism is all about. So why don't the Amish children get it when regular children get it? And this is a double-blind study. That doesn't have to be double-blind. It should be so obvious. But this is very profitable on one hand, and there really are people who want to hurt children. But you don't need any other explanation other than that. You can get into the extensive discussion of active immunization versus humoral immunization and the fact that we have an epidemic of autoimmune diseases that came on after we started pushing these vaccines, which artificially harness the immune system and do immeasurable harm to many people and children.
Very good. I'm going to hang up, and again, if you could repeat that address, I'll pick up on the air. My phone was breaking up here some when you gave that your guest name and address.
It's Stephen Lenman. You go ahead and give your name and website one more time, Stephen.
Oh, yes, Stephen, Stephen Lenman, Lendman. Google that, and you'll find everything I do, including my blog site. And my main website I'm affiliated with is globalresearch.ca for Canada. You'll find everything I do.
Did you get that, Carl? Okay, fine. Well, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you so very much for being with us this morning, Stephen. Keep up the great work, and certainly we appreciate everything you're doing, helping to get the information out across America. And certainly all of the people on the various alternative radio sites. We are reaching the public, and it's all we can do. We put out the truth. If they don't want to accept it and they want to risk the lives of their own life and the life of their family,
I thank you, Stan.
God bless. Thank you very much.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com, saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars and brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzukis, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com, many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I certainly, if you want to know about vaccines, I suggest you go to our website, radioliberty.com, and certainly pull down my vac articles. They were written, I think, 2002, 2003, somewhere in there on vaccines, but the information is still valid, and we recommend it very strongly. Now, I think that what we have to address is the fact that the vaccines are effective, but they are not necessarily safe. Now, a lot of people say they're neither safe nor effective, and then they lose the listening audience, and they'll lose physicians. But you can question their safety with very good reason, because, of course, we are destroying the health of our children. One in every six children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. One in six children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. One in nine children has the asthma. Certainly, one in about every 60 boys has autism. I mean, one in 60 boys. They destroyed their lives with this. I mean, the incidence, I think, of juvenile diabetes is about one in 142 children, and basically we didn't see this before we started giving the vaccines. And juvenile diabetes is caused by the killer immune cells going into the pancreas and destroying the islands of Langerhans. And certainly we see an explosion of allergy, asthma, autoimmune disease at all levels of life, and so much of this is directly related to the vaccines, and the people who don't take the vaccines don't have the incidence, the high incidence of these diseases that you find in the people who do take the vaccines. Why is there an explosion of autoimmune disease? The government says we have no idea, but we know the vaccine companies couldn't be responsible, and that's why we've given them special immunity, so no matter what happens, you can't sue the vaccine companies. Listen, the vaccine companies don't trust their own products. If they did, they wouldn't have insisted they be given immunity. Would you buy a car from a manufacturer that said, look, you know, here's my car, it's for sale, but no matter what happens, why, of course, you can't possibly sue me. If the car explodes, turns over, you know, blows up, you know, the first time you get into it, you can't sue me. But why don't you buy one of my cars? And people would say, why would we buy your car? You don't trust them. And we shouldn't trust the vaccine that the vaccine companies put out, because they don't trust their vaccines. They have legislation. They can't be sued. You need to get my four tape set on vaccination, my vaccine update 2009 four CD set, the DVD Vaccines and Brain Development, the book Are Vaccines Safe and Effective by Neil Miller, the book Autism and Vaccines by Neil Miller, and the Vaccine Safety Manual by Neil Miller. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We actually carry a book by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We carry a DVD by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the subject of vaccines. But if you're just going to get one thing, get the Vaccine Update 2009 4 CD set, and of course Russell Blaylock's excellent DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. You need to understand you're endangering your health and the health of your children, and do not take this wine blue vaccine.